Welcome back to Uniquely Created. Who's ready for Mindflow Monday? I know you're all overjoyed that it's Monday. Well, actually, many moms are probably elated because the kids, they're back at school. Bus drivers, God bless you. So I do feel a certain camaraderie with other moms today because we survived the first days of spring, which this year meant 6 inches of snow. Now, I'm in Virginia, where even flurries shut down the area, so anything that actually covers the ground, and we're in a state of emergency. Good luck making that French toast, because the bread, milk, and eggs, they are long gone. I know there are some moms who love a good snow day. They pull up those Pinterest boards, the tubs of craft supplies, the mugs for endless hot cocoa. I am not one of those moms. I'm more the, if you go outside, don't you drag snow back in my house kind of mom. The, how can you possibly be arguing before you've even had breakfast? Can you play in separate rooms, please? Kind of mom. The, how much do I have to pay your bus driver to come get you anyway? Kind of mom. Now, I grew up as an only child, so my experience with little kids before I had them was limited to babysitting and coaching. So when I had my first, I did what anyone who's a learner by nature does. I read, I studied, I surrounded myself with those who were experienced in this area. And by that, I mean I joined a mom's group. I did learn a lot, and I learned it quickly. I learned I don't like mom's groups, and I don't like playdates. Now, I guess that's not really fair to say. I didn't like the facade of momming that I saw. The idea that everything was always wonderful, and if it wasn't, there must be something wrong with you. So I had joined this online forum, and it had weekly events so that I could figure out this whole mom thing. They were posting recipes for casseroles and homemade baby food. I think in my child's first 6 months of life, I caught 3 spatulas on fire, like melted beyond ever flipping again. There were these beautiful posts describing the love they felt when they looked in their children's eyes. Most of the time when I looked into my baby's eyes, he was getting ready to throw up on something. In the beginning, I shared my thoughts, my feelings, my fears, and I met some wonderful women, and I met many others who judged me because of what I shared. Eventually, I began to share less and less. Now, I had postpartum depression, and I was petrified of it. Because if I was already being judged so harshly for sharing a little bit, what would happen if I shared it all? How I was really feeling, what my house really looked like. Now, I have friendships that are rooted in Christ, and I can't imagine momming without them. I show up for play dates in my pajamas. If I'm dealing with an issue, no matter how big, do you know what I do? I call. We give each other good, sound advice that comes from an honest desire to help one another. No judgment. 1 Thessalonians 5:11 tells us, "Therefore encourage one another and build one another up." Walking with God does not mean our lives will be easy, but He puts wonderful people in our lives to help us when it's hard, and He helps us to rely on Him. But we have to be willing to admit the hard. I have the most amazing people in my life, and as different as we are, there are several things we have in common. One, we do not have it all together, and we don't pretend to. I am often a hot mess, and my friends still love me. Two, we are there to support one another and pray for one another. We need to listen, not just to respond, but to show we care. And how amazing is it when someone is willing not just to say they will pray for you, but stop right there and do it? Those are my people. Three, we hold each other accountable. I will stumble. We all will. I need friends who love me enough to tell me when I'm slipping and help me get back on track. We all do. When you find the friends who God puts in your path, life is just better. God made us exactly who we are. We are uniquely created. We shouldn't have to hide who we are or pretend to be something we're not. We need to be willing to let down our walls and find those connections. We need to find our tribe. Life is better when we can be authentically ourselves, quirks, hardships, and all. Thanks for listening. If you want more Uniquely Created, look for the Uniquely Created podcast page on Facebook or follow me on Instagram. Have a wonderful week, and I'll talk to you soon.